And we're back on Bottom Line IT on the Michigan Business Network. Thanks for listening, wherever that may be from. I hope you're having a fantastic day here in Michigan. It's warmed up a little bit. I hope that it's pleasant where you are. We've been in the deep freeze here in the north and the Midwest, so we're at least in moderately normal temperatures. With me is Mike Ritzma. Mike, we're going to switch things up a little bit here.
Sure. Thank you. Pleased to do so. And in a post-polar vortex, yeah. Mike, tell us a bit about yourself personally, how you got into this business, your family.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm married and have 5 kids, 2 grandkids, and we live in the Lansing area. My wife, Anna, and I have been in Lansing for about 6 years. I've worked in Lansing for about 15 years. Which is when I took over at ASK. Prior to ASK, I worked at IBM, which is where you and I met, and you know, worked at IBM happily for about a decade, and you know, fell in love with the same things that you're passionate about: how to use technology to do more business. One of the things I say often is that technology has no intrinsic value by itself for a business. Its value is in its ability to help that business make more revenue, increase profit, decrease inefficiency, be more productive. And that's what we founded ASK on. And that's what got my juices going. And you know, to go from IBM to a small company in Lansing was an opportunity to do that for business. And that's what I've been doing for the last 15 years and loving every minute of it.
That's great. And tell us about ASK. What makes ASK, who is ASK? And tell us about the company.
Yeah, so the company was founded in the early 90s, came out of the old IBM mainframe type technology. That's what we used to do in the old days in the 90s. We sold mainframe technology to big businesses, and that technology kind of ran its gamut. It hit the end of its life cycle. So when I came in, we began to transform the business to be more focused on small, medium businesses and how to use technology effectively. Not what is the technology, but what are the needs of the business, and how can technology meet those needs to help that business be more productive, like I was talking about a minute ago. So that's kind of at the heart of what we do. We're a full service company, so we run the gamut as far as the technology spectrum goes, but more importantly, we're heavily staffed with business consultants, people that can come to a business, look at how they currently operate, identify areas of inefficiency, work with the business leaders at that company to help them be more productive. And that's where our clients pay us. That's where our value is. Anybody, like you said, patching, smatching, right? Anybody can patch computers. Anybody can run antivirus systems. Anybody can, you know, fix a basic PC problem. We do all those things, but that's not our value. Our value is in the consulting side and having people that understand how business operates. And that's what we're passionate about. And of course, security. I can't leave cybersecurity out because that's a whole different animal. 20 years ago, I used to say every business needs managed IT. They need a company that can do all those basic care and feeding tasks like patching and antivirus. They need all that stuff. And then about 10 years ago, I said, you know, you still need that, but that's not sufficient anymore. You need to have a good, solid backup and recovery system, something that's in the cloud, not just on a tape in the back of your car or in your trunk. And now we're in a day and age where both of those are still necessary, but you really need to look at your security to understand what systems are in place, because if you get hit with ransomware, you get hit with some kind of devastating malware, it can literally cost you your business. And traditional IT systems don't protect you against some of these threats that are in the wild today.
Yeah. So then, but I can, you know, I had an IT guy, I lost him. I'm just going to hire another IT guy. Why would I want to consider using ASK instead?
That's a great question. And that gets to, you know, in today's day and age, no IT staff person can do all of the things I just talked about on their own. There's just not the physical ability to do it. Even if you have a staff of IT people, can they operate 24 hours a day? 365 days a year? Can they monitor every bit of data that comes in and out of your environment to look for that ransomware infestation? Do they even have the tools to do that? And if you ask your IT guy and they're honest, they'll say, no, they can't. The best they can do is kind of take care of the user problems as best they can. And most of them will say, I can't even get to all of those. So they're overloaded, they're overworked. They're often underappreciated, and it's not by design. It's just business owners don't, by nature, understand the IT function. It's not a super exciting topic. So, you know, when we come into a business, we love to work with the in-house IT. That's kind of, most of our clients have somebody on staff. We allow them to do what they do best, and then we take the rest of it on our systems and processes to make them more efficient.
Beautiful. Well, I'm going to turn it over to you to wrap up this segment and...
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting that, one of the things that we didn't talk about is that we're so similar. i3 Business Solutions and ASK are very similar. We're probably 60 miles from each other. We're competitors. You know, most people would say, why would you invite Mike on your show? He's a competitor. And I'd be interested in your answer to that. You know, I know how I feel about that, but why don't you take it first?
Yeah, I think, well, certainly there's room for multiple technology providers, and even in West Michigan, where I'm located, and we're an hour apart. We've got over 100 companies in West Michigan that handle technology. There's room and specialization for all of them.
Yeah.
But secondly, could we actually benefit each other's business and therefore benefit clients and customers, improve their service? That's a big part of
I think that's
together.
That's it. It's a rising tide right raises all ships. You guys do it right. We do it right. That's what I'm passionate about. And there's certainly more than enough room for companies that do it the way we do it. So we'll be back right after this. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Bottom Line IT on the Michigan Business Network.